Yesterday, upon the stairs, I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. How I wish he'd go away. Hello, Misha Willa. Yes, there is Sophie. Sophie and Emma. Yes, prepare your ears for some weird candy.
Hey, hey, what's up, my fellow weirdos? Happy Tuesday to you. Hope the butthole of the work week isn't kicking you too hard. My name is Chris, and with me, as always, is Chuck. Chuck!
Yeah. I'm back again, man. Yeah. Not so much enthusiasm this time.
I noticed. Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Really?
Just tired. I'm getting old.
Yeah, I heard that, man. You are getting old.
Well, fuck.
You might be too old for that.
I am.
Yeah. Just fall asleep halfway through.
How did you know?
It's almost like I have a camera. Wait, no. Scratch that. Man, how's everything going?
Oh, it's all right, man. You know, I have been falling asleep at odd times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, like narcoleptic?
I like playing the guitar.
Just fall,
out. I don't know.
Maybe you're taking this rock star thing a little too far.
Yeah. You know, living like a rock star.
Right.
It's all drugs and booze and hookers
right.
and
women,
shit.
Right. Yeah, yeah, of course. Why do they got to be hookers? They're sex workers, homie. Get with the times.
Oh, okay. Sorry if I'm not PC enough for you.
And what else do you think they listen to us for? Some correctness.
Because that's one thing we are.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
Shit, what about you, man?
Doing good, man. Same old, you know, just living life and enjoying it. But I am super fucking stoked for today. We have been waiting a very long time for this one.
Oh, yeah, man. It's good. It's exciting.
I know.
I got a little tingle in my balls.
Again, penicillin.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, I think we talked about that before we started recording.
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't need to know that part of the conversation.
Yeah. That'll be in an outtakes episode.
Right. Yeah, hell yeah.
We don't want any more people telling us how sick we are. Shit, yeah, I imagine more people are going to tell us we're sick after last week's episode.
Hey, that was fun. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Hell yeah, dude.
You have a real obsession with large wieners.
Come on, dude. How do you not? Hey, you were there. Well, shit, man, I am so excited. You want to just jump right in?
You want to jump right in?
I'm fucking ready, bro.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Growing up, no matter what kind of home you were in, there was always someone in charge. Someone that was like running shit. Now, whether it was a mom, dad, both, or an aunt, uncle, or whatever. And when I was young, I grew up in foster homes, and I couldn't wait until I was old enough to be in charge for myself.
And now you realize that was a mistake.
Why are you reading?
Oops, sorry.
You're an asshole. You did that on purpose. Now that I'm an adult and a father, I realize that was a huge fucking mistake. Thanks, Chuck. You fucker. Anyway, all joking aside, I think it's human nature to kind of follow what has been set as the norm and avoid those social no-nos. As the tiers go, it's basically laid out in a systemic fashion. First, you have your local town elders. Usually, this consists of a board of aldermen, led ultimately by a mayor. After that, we have our county folks, which also consist of a board that is always looking out for our best interest, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Where's the rim shot when you need it? That's followed by our district, and that's where we get our state representatives. These are the ones that we, you know, elect to, yeah, might as well start this motherfucker
off
strong.
You know that the audience, they can't hear your air quotes.
You mean see them? You can't hear them either, homie.
Yeah, but at least
so
I can see them.
Fuck you. I see what you're trying to do here. Oh, somebody's feisty today, guys. So these are the guys, or the people that we elect to convene at the state capitol building to meet with the governor. And that's the next link in the chain is the governor. After that, we go up to the officials that go to Washington, D.C. as parts of Congress and the House of Representatives. Now, these assholes are supposed to be there to negotiate their constituents' wants and needs. Which, yeah, I mean, fucking sure. Okay. Why not? You know? And after all of that, we've got the president of the United States. And that shit's just in America.
There's a ridiculous amount of bureaucracy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I mean, it literally starts in a little village of 200 people. Yeah. It just grows from there, you know? And I have no clue just how convoluted this shit gets in other countries, but yeah. I'm sure that it's just as fucking ridiculous, if not worse, you know, especially authoritarian regimes and shit like that, you know? After hearing all of this, I think most normal people, they like just sigh and they're thankful they don't have to think about it anymore. Like, okay, fuck it. The elections are over. Whatever.
You know? Every so often when you got to go to the ballot box and shit, but
why would you shit in the ballot box?
That's about what I do. I'm trying to make a statement here.
You said when you go to the ballot box and shit.
Hey, I am trying to make a statement here, people.
I see.
Now that they've heard that, the more people can join on and, you know, just get this train rolling.
Did you happen to remind the people that you have a lawyer on retainer just for such a thing?
Fuck that.
Oh, shit.
We're trying to change this shit.
I see. Hey, man, one shit at a time, right?
Yes.
No, so what if I told you that there's a massive amount of people that believe that these are just the very, very tip of the iceberg? Buckle up tight for this one as we finally dig into the motherfucking Illuminati.
Ah, Illuminati, man.
The Illuminati. Or is it the Illuminati?
Ooh, yeah.
I paused there just because I expected you to have something to say, and then the one time you're like, nope, I got nothing.
Hey, I did see that Illuminati movie, though.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
So first things first, the Illuminati was, in fact, a real secret society. Awesome. So I guess that's it, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me. You know,
I hope you enjoyed our super brief episode this week.
Right. It was like having sex with Chuck over before it begins.
Well, I fell asleep. So.
I love it. That was awesome. No, just kidding. On February 6th, 1748, a man named Adam Weishaupt was born in Ingolstadt, Bavaria. His father, Johann, was a professor of law at the University of Ingolstadt. Now, unfortunately, his father died when he was only 5 years old. I couldn't find what happened to his mother for whatever reason, though. He ended up going to live with his godfather, Johann Adam Freiherr von Ixta. Now, that's a fucking name, buddy.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
It's not as bad as the pronunciation of some of those we tried last week.
Oh, man. My God. Yeah. Whew. But you know what? We prevailed.
Yeah.
That's what matters. So,
I mean, at least these look like pronounceable words.
Yeah, sure.
For the most part.
Sure, man.
Ixtat.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, it's written that Ixtat was a proponent of the philosophy of Christian Wolff and of the Enlightenment movement. So anyway, this Johann, the godfather Johann, not his real father Johann.
There's just so many fucking Johanns.
Oh, it keeps going. It gets better. We'll get there. Yeah, you'll see. Oh my God, dude. Fuck. So his godfather Johann was also a professor of law at the same university as daddy Johann. It doesn't really come as a surprise that Adam would eventually follow in their footsteps, you know?
Yeah.
At the age of 20, he graduated from Ingolstadt University with a law degree. And by the time he was 24, he became a professor of law. And I just wanted to point out that this guy wasn't just some schmuck, you know what I'm saying? He was highly educated and also open to some, shall we say, I don't know, different ideas.
Right.
You know?
Part of the Enlightenment movement or something.
Right, yeah.
Educated, so yeah.
100%, yeah. In 1773, Pope Clement XIV made an edict suppressing and ultimately doing away with the Society of Jesus. And I know that seems weird on the surface that a pope would do this, right? You know, that's what I thought. I was like, why would the pope get rid of Jesus? That's so weird. So let's take a look at what this actually was. So first off, the name is misleading. It wasn't like getting rid of Jesus. No. It was actually getting rid of the Jesuits. Now, these guys were all about living meek lives and spreading the word as they believed it to be. And from what I could tell, the majority of the archbishops were not too happy with these fellas going around talking about not hoarding everything that they could for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whereas the higher ups in the church were like, oh no, yeah. I need my gold toilet. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, gold chamber pot. All right. We're talking to the 1700s.
Bring those tithes, baby.
That's right. Yeah.
Instead of like live meek.
Right. No,
just be good to each other.
No, you guys live meek. I'm going to be over here in my castle. You know what I'm saying? So after plenty of bitching to the Pope, and I'm sure quite a bit of leveraging, they managed to get them kicked the fuck out by labeling them heretics. at least for most places. The Jesuits did survive, and like here in the States, they're actually pretty prominent as far as colleges and things like that go.
Right. Yeah.
Now, being like most people and having a fairly strong faith, Adam was none too happy with this move, so he decided that from that point forward, he would become a professor of canon law. Now, canon law is a set of ordinances and regulations made by ecclesiastical authority. Whew.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a lot of big words.
Isn't it just like teaching you how to use a canon?
Yes. Yeah, so I guess we don't need to go like, any more than that. So,
put the big ball in one end, light the other end. Do not stand in front of the hole.
So you, what do you light? Is there gunpowder? You know,
there's a wick.
You just light the wick and poof.
Yep, it's like a cartoon.
You've never studied canon law, have you?
No, only from Bugs Bunny. So yeah.
Oh my goodness. So basically, what he decided to do was only carry out the laws of the so-called heretics, okay? And it was through this transformation that in 1775, he was introduced to the philosophy of Johann Georg Heinrich Feder. And apparently, there were only two names in 18th century Bavaria, Adam and Johann.
Yeah.
That's it, you know? But you'll see. We're going to move on, and you're going to be like, ah, son of a bitch.
Johann's everywhere.
Yo. Now, what strikes me as pretty strange is that the history seems to be a little murky. It's said that he followed their law, but it's also written that being the only secular professor at the college, he became deeply anti-clerical and resolved to spread the ideals of the Age of Enlightenment, like you were saying. So it's kind of back and forth on that. As the Jesuits were expelled, they still had a shitload of money and they owned several properties, including the college that he worked for. And so he decided that the best way to share these thoughts was to start a secret society of like-minded individuals. Oh, shit, brother. Here we go. No, slow down. We're still on the history, I guess. I need to just pump the brakes.
Take a breath.
Right.
You know, don't get too excited too early.
Right. Yeah. Don't want to blow your load right out of the gate. Yeah. You know? My proverbial load, Chuck. Jeez. Now, after all of this, on May the 1st, 1776, Adam. Oh, yeah. And by the way, his real first name was Johann as well. I'm not even joking. It was Johann Adam Weishaupt.
I get a group of people together and like, Johann.
Somebody goes, hey, Johann.
Yes. Everybody turns around at once.
It's so fucking awesome. So on May the 1st, 1776, he founded an electorate of Bavaria called the, you ready? Wait for it. Order of the motherfucking Illuminati. Without motherfucking in there. The Order of the Illuminati.
That would have been so much better.
I know, right? Oh, it makes me excited, though. But, you know, something funny is this wasn't the first choice of name for the group. Sorry, Bob. Uh-uh. No, sorry, Johann.
Yeah, they don't know who the fuck Bob is.
Right.
Shit.
Now, first, he and four other students from the college went with the Covenant of Perfectibility, and they chose the Owl of Minerva as their symbol. He wrote, quote, "At a time, however, when there was no end of making game of and abusing secret societies, I plan to make use of this human foible for a real and worthy goal for the benefit of people. I wish to do what the heads of the ecclesiastical and secular authorities ought to have done by virtue of their offices." In one of their general statutes, they wrote, "The order of the day is to put an end to the machinations of the purveyors of injustice, to control them without dominating them." Sounds quite a bit like the motherfucking New World Order to me.
Yeah.
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 Control them without dominating them.
Right. Yeah. So that sounds a whole lot like behind the scenes, right?
Yep.
That's kinda what I'm fucking thinking.
It's kind of like manipulation rather than domination.
Exactly.
Yeah, instead of forceful domination,
you just really like saying domination.
I do.
You?
It's my favorite word now. As soon as you said it, it sparked something inside
like,
of me.
I thought I saw like a cartoon light bulb above your head there for a second.
It was a cartoon boner.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Let's move on. Can we just move on? I mean, come on. Seriously. Anyway, this name seemed to do the opposite of attracting new followers, so he opted to change it. Now, the second draft was they were going to call it the Order of the Bees.
And that's supposed to be more enticing to new members?
Yeah, the bees. Yeah. Like, can you imagine if that name had stuck? People going around like, the motherfucking bees are taking over. They're running the government. The bees are running the government. Maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing to put the bees in charge for a while, you know?
Yeah. I think it would be good.
Right. Now, some historians historians say that the reason that he started his super secret little club was because it was just too fucking expensive to be a Freemason. That is up for debate, but most agree that he was just too fucking cheap to be a Freemason. He didn't want to spend the money.
So was there like guild dues in the Freemasons?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of how you ascend the ranks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it is known that he generously borrowed from their group along with the Jewish Kabbalah, Egyptian Hermeticism, alchemy, and several other beliefs in order to form his little group.
What an interesting array of different things.
Yeah. Basically, it was just a mixing pot of fucking ideas, you know? And honestly, we could spend entire episodes digging into each one of these, but instead, we're just going to like point out the parts that Adam used in his club. You know, does that sound fair enough, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good, because,
Each one of these, seriously,
that's a
like,
whole fucking topic.
These were all rabbit holes I got sucked into you know, along the way here. Now, from the Kabbalah, he liked the idea of something that explained the relationship between an internal God and the mysterious occurrences on the human plane. And basically, it was something that kind of makes that connection.
Like God's playing Sims.
Yeah, exactly. That makes no sense, buddy.
Yeah, still.
But hey, good job. Here, have a bone. Have a treat. Have a treat.
I already got a bone ever since you said the word domination.
This fucking guy. I have to be in here with him, and he's not wearing pants. Now, as far as Egyptian Hermeticism, he took the idea that there are three parts to the existence of man. There's anthropology, cosmology, and theology. He really liked G's. He was an OG. In a nutshell, the first is thinking that there was a deeper meaning to all historical artifacts. The second meaning that there is truth and reason in, you know, the heavens, i.e. the universe. And then the third being the idea that there is actually a higher power that runs everything and holds everything together.
So I would think essentially, okay, that there is, like he said, a deeper meaning in historical artifacts.
Right.
So there's some kind of knowledge to be gleaned from that.
Absolutely.
And I guess the same is from the heavens. Like you could just glean some kind of special knowledge just from observing the world and the universe
how
as it
things
is.
Work, you know, that are outside of what we see on the normal basis, you know. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, the idea that, okay, there's got to be a glue holding in all this together. There's got to be something that makes it all gel. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I get it. I wish I could feel something like that, but I just don't. So, but that's not what this is about. So next, and probably my favorite, is alchemy. This was a thought that, quote, through science, one could achieve the transmutation of the base metals into gold, the discovery of a universal cure for disease, and the discovery of a means of indefinitely prolonging life. And I guess that gives us the basis for the long thought conspiracies that surround the name. Honestly, like, tell me that this shit doesn't just fit with, you know what I mean? Now, originally, there were three levels that members could achieve. Class one was called the nursery. Obviously, this is for the newbies. I just think it's hilarious.
Illuminati babies.
Right. You know, you come in here like, yes, I'd like to join the Illuminati. Well, let us show you to the nursery. Suckling on teats.
The Illuminubies.
Right. Illuma boobies.
those are breasts with lights in them.
That reminds me of a video by the Electric Six. I don't know. It's called High Voltage. Yeah, check it out. Now, this consisted of the Novitiate, the Minerval, and the Illuminatus Minor. Now, the first is just a fancy way of saying a novice, you know. The second was just these guys reminding their initiates of their sacred symbol, which is the Owl of Minerva. And then the last meaning, enlightened. I mean, it's fucking pretty basic stuff. Now, the second class was called the Masonic Grade. And like I said, he stole quite a bit from different groups. Yeah,
man.
You literally name your second step the Masonic Grade, you know. And it consisted of apprentice, companion, and master. And I mean, to me, these are pretty self-explanatory and also pretty similar to the first class, if you ask me.
Yeah, and you kind of get when you have apprentice, master, all of those, like journeyman.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You kind of already know what those mean. They are self-explanatory.
Right. Well, good, because I did not go into it. And finally, we have the third class, the mysteries. Now, there were only two levels of this one. There was priest and princess, and then mage and king. So I'm guessing when you got there, you were either a priest or a prince, or you were a mage or a king. So you were either the wizard or you were Arthur. It looks like these last ones, they were actually never written. They never got around to it.
They never got around to defining what it was and writing about it. Okay.
Now,
it's kind of like that book I tried to write 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Well, I think it'd be cool to write a book.
I've got two paragraphs written of a book I started about 15 years ago. Now, another fun thing that these, you know, thinkers did was give every member a nickname. Like, for instance, Adam, he was known as Spartacus. And of course he fucking was. I started this shit, you know? And apparently there was no lack of humility in the group. The other four founding members, Massenhausen, Bauhoff, Mers, and Sutor, were known respectively as Ajax, Agathon, Tiberius, and Erasmus Rotorodamus.
Rotorodamus. Ajax. He's this motherfucker to clean your sink.
That's probably what he did.
He's the sink cleaner.
Now imagine it today, right? You come across this super secret group, and there's some guy calling himself Erasmus Rotorodamus or Erasmus. And he's just like starts laying all this shit out to you, dude. Wait a minute, what's your name again? So you're Ajax, you're Erasmus Rotorodamus.
It's
Rotero dumbass.
It's a dinosaur with an eraser for a head.
Hey, man, you're trying to make this serious. I'm making jokes. Dinosaurs did have erasers for heads.
Okay. Is that where we harvest our erasers from?
That's right. From the whole dead dinosaurs. Duh, you didn't know that?
I do now.
Man. So you learn something every day on Weird Candy. Anyway, these groundbreaking freethinkers started with 5, grew to 12, and would eventually garner between 1 and 2,000 followers. So unfortunately, the whole thing was short-lived, and it only lasted about 6 years or so. By 1782, you know, that fucking Pope earlier that we mentioned, he had banned all this shit.
Right, they banned
all secret societies. Right.
Yep.
Now, there are people that believe that that's just what they wanted us to think, which brings us to my favorite part of this entire fucking episode. The conspiracy theories. Fuck yeah, bro. Woo! Yeah! What's up?
You suck.
Fuck you. Oh, my God, dude, that guy. I was having so much fun.
Well, don't let him ruin your good time.
Focus. That's all right. You're starting out with this, right?
Yeah, first up on the conspiracy theories is that there are plenty of people around the world that think that this is just the history that they want us to know.
Okay.
Okay, in fact, they say the society goes back way further.
Of course it does. Well, yeah, because like, yeah, if it's just this short-lived little boy, you know, rich boys club, you know, you had to be rich white male to be in it in the first place. Yeah, if that's all it is, well, that doesn't sit as well.
Yeah, this thing goes back to prehistory.
Ooh. But I'm intrigued, buddy.
Let's take a look. Look at a woman named Maria de Santo Domingo.
Now that's a fucking name, dude. That's a sexy name. Sorry, that's just me. You can cut that.
According to some, she was the first to mention the group, calling them Illuminados.
Ah, yes.
With an A instead of an I.
Illuminados.
Like aluminum.
So almost like instead of German, she was using Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird how that works.
Yeah.
Maria de Santo Domingo,
was talking in Spanish. Obvious,
yeah, I mean, it does not surprise me that would be, you know, someone in Spain.
She talked about them back in 1498.
Ooh.
So that's farther back.
She probably learned about it from Columbus.
This senora claimed to be able to talk directly to Jesus himself. Which is where she got the info on this group.
Oh, that's so the idea to start this group was from Jesus.
Jesus told her all about it.
Okay, yep. Gotcha.
Naturally, with this being the 1400s, she was put on trial by the Inquisition.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Lucky for her, she had some friends in high places and was cleared of all charges in 1510.
Nice, that's what's up.
St. Ignatius of Loyola was also brought up on charges for his talking about the Alumbrados, another word for illuminated. But he was able to get off with just admonition.
Nice, yeah.
Basically the equivalent of a slap on the wrist.
I was going to ask you, like, what the fuck is admonition? I got you, though, yeah.
You never heard that word before?
No. I've heard admonish.
Yeah, same word.
Move on.
Others weren't so lucky as these two. Most were met with scourging and imprisonment, which almost always meant tortured to death.
Yikes, dude. Yeah, we're talking the Inquisition, dude. Yeah. Like, they were creative in their torture.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
By 1623, the Illumines movement reached all the way to France and were eventually...
Is it Illumines or Illumines?
I don't know. If it's France, it might be pronounced
Illumine.
Illumine.
Illumine. Oh, I fought in your general direction.
Ask your parents.
So they were eventually thought to be the driving force behind the French Revolution.
Okay, so now we're building some conspiracy, overtaking governments, right?
Another group that some think were just the Illuminati in disguise were the Rosicrucians.
I've heard of them.
You have?
Yes. Ah. Actually,
it seems to me that the only link
because I did the research.
It seems to me that the only link between the two was that people noticed that the basis of their beliefs were almost identical.
Right, but like earlier we were saying, Johann. No, not that Johann. The other Johann. No, not that. The other one.
The other one.
He stole basically every fucking thing from every other group. So I don't know. If anything, I would say that our buddy Adam just, quote, borrowed it from them. You know what I mean?
Well, he borrowed the name too, apparently.
Right, right.
All right, let's jump forward just a little bit and check out the early mentions in U.S. history.
All righty.
Okay, in 1800, Thomas Jefferson wrote, and bear with me because this is in Jefferson's words.
Right, okay.
He wrote, quote, "As Weishaupt lived under the tyranny of a despot and priests, he knew that caution was necessary even when spreading information and the principles of pure morality."
Dude, you think this guy, like, he helped write the Declaration of Independence? You think he would be better at this?
Hey, you know,
Maybe he just used all the good stuff that, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that a lot of people just overworded shit back then.
Right.
Just used, just talk.
I know words. I know lots of words. I'm going to use them all.
Yeah, so it goes on. "This has given an air of mystery to his views, was the foundation of his banishment. If Weishaupt had written here, where no secrecy is necessary in our endeavors to render men wise and virtuous, he would not have thought of any secret machinery for that purpose."
Holy shit, dude. Jefferson was in on it.
Yeah. Of the fuck, man.
That's what it is. He was in the transformation phase.
Yeah, anybody who writes with this many words, dude, yeah, no I don't shit. Trust them.
Hell yeah.
That's why I say, you know, people with a big vocabulary but use the word fuck all the time, that's my kind of people.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, dude.
I'm almost positive that every living person knows that our first president was a Freemason.
Georgie Boy Washington.
A man named John Robeson wrote a pamphlet titled...
Oh, dude, I love this title.
All right, the title is "Proofs of a Conspiracy Against All the Religions and Governments of Europe Carried On in the Secret Meetings of Freemasons, Illuminati, and Reading Societies Collected from Good Authorities by John Robeson... A.M., Professor of Natural Philosophy and Secretary of the Royal Society of Edinburgh."
Is that it?
I think so.
Nope,
it does go on. It's the fourth edition, to which is added a postscript.
Why in the fuck were titles so fucking long back in the old days, dude? Like, there was a dire need for editors back then. Like, why don't you just call it Secret Meetings of Freemasons Illuminati, you know, or something. You know, like, you gotta catch them. Like that, like, I've already read your pamphlet and all I did was read the title. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked, dude.
That's what we were saying. Too many fucking words.
Yep.
It's just no editors. After reading this, Reverend G.W. Snyder contacted George to warn him of these heretics infiltrating the Masonic lodges. Washington responded with a letter writing, quote, "The fact is, I presided over none, nor have I been in one more than once or twice within the last 30 years. I believe, notwithstanding, that none of the lodges in this country are contaminated with the principles ascribed to the Society of the Illuminati."
See, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Yeah, he used a lot of words, but it also was coming to the point.
Right, know? Yeah.
So, yeah, see, go George. That's why Jefferson wasn't the first president, prick.
Yeah. After Snyder got the feeling that Washington wasn't taking this seriously, he wrote some more to try to convince him. Not to be misunderstood, George wrote, quote, "It was not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of the Illuminati and principles of Jacobinism had not spread in the United States. On the contrary, no one is more fully satisfied of this fact than I am. The idea I meant to convey was that I did not believe that the lodges of Freemasons in this country had, as societies, endeavored to propagate the diabolical tenets of the first, or the pernicious principles of the latter.
If they are susceptible of separation." In other words, if you can decipher one from the other. And it sounds to me like our founding father wasn't down with any of that shit. Or that's what they want us to think, Chuck.
Yeah, I think they got into my brain because these words are fucking with me.
Yeah, you're having a bit of a hard time. So as we go forward, there are some symbols that we need to be on the lookout for, okay, buddy? Now, the first one is the most well-known, the all-seeing eye. Wake the fuck up! It's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
It really is. Check out the back of the American dollar bill. Hell, check out several different countries' currency. Bam! It's right there in our faces. Ancient depictions of the Norse god Odin only has one eye. How fucking obvious, dude. Freemasons, it's only one of their most iconic symbols. Ever studied up on ancient Christian paintings? Almost everyone has it, Chuck. It also shows up on several colleges' insignias. How much proof do you need, buddy?
I believe.
Oh, I'm into this shit now, buddy. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Woo! Another symbol is the Shining Delta, otherwise known as the Illuminati Triangle, which usually contains the all-seeing eye at the top of it.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's so obvious.
It's everywhere. It goes all the way back to Egypt, man. That's why it's triangle. It's like a pyramid.
But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be tied with the all-seeing eye. It could just be a triangle. Huh?
Yeah.
What were they really trying to teach us in grade school? Mm? Yeah.
Yeah, triangles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's Illuminati shit right there. You better stop teaching kids triangles.
Ever looked at the background of the Mona Lisa? Of course not, because if you had, you'd know that the triangle's hidden in plain fucking sight, dude. Need more proof? Huh? Yeah, just look at the Taco Bell logo. It's right fucking there. How about the staff and hexagram? That's another symbol. Never heard of it? Don't be a sheep, Chuck.
I'm not a sheep, I'm Chuck.
Do you want to be a double worshiping witch? Huh?
Not really, no.
All right, well, just pull out your six-pointed star and damn your soul to hell. 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 Dude, it's like this is literally some of the shit people go, the tangents they go on, man. I'm having a ball.
Oh yeah, dude.
Now this is also thought to be the Star of David. Like, and seriously, like, a bunch of these fucking morons believe that the whole fucking Illuminati is a group of Jewish people that run the world. Like, these poor bastards just can't catch a fucking break at any point in history. It's ridiculous, man. Like, why always blame the Jews? I don't fucking get it, man.
Yeah, you know, something I just saw, and I didn't have enough time to look into it, and I wish I did, but we had already written our research, and I had a job to do today and shit.
Right.
So I didn't look into it, but apparently just in the last couple days, there was a major issue at a concert
or some shit. I saw something about it.
And, like, there's people out there throwing that in with the Illuminati conspiracy.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, because he's famous. Yeah. Did you weirdos know that the hit song Uptown Funk is actually an Illuminati homage?
Yes.
Yeah, you're fucking right. According to a blogger on the site The Occult Elite Exposed, that's exactly what it is. And it's fucking obvious, man.
Why did you give me the difficult fucking history shit with all those weird words?
Well, now
shit.
See what's been edited out is I actually asked you if you wanted that part or if you wanted to do this part.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
Oh, you're going to get in on some of this. This person claims that they can usually tell if something is Illuminati just by the tempo. Yep.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to give it away, but that's something we learned in recording school, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. Yep. See, they were getting you ready. They were preparing you.
Well, yeah, they had to teach us how to produce Illuminati songs.
Right, duh.
So we had to learn all about the tempo.
Well, yeah, well, and you had to know if somebody came in and they were Illuminati or they weren't.
Yep.
You know, yeah, obviously.
You just have to know if they come in your studio and the song's written in this tempo with this key change.
You know exactly what it is, yeah. Yep. Well, yeah, and then you guys can do your secret, you know, pull to pull or hold to hold handshake or whatever. Anyway, so the person that wrote this, they start with the cover of the album. And if you've never seen it, which I hadn't, it's a black and white circle that it looks like a speaker to me. It looks just like a hand-drawn, like a drawing of a speaker, right? Their interpretation is that since this is an occult secret society that likes to hide things in plain sight, the speaker is just an eye in disguise. Uh-huh. Wake the fuck up, right? Obviously, a speaker can't just be a speaker on the cover of an audio album. Why would they put a speaker? Huh?
Well, they wouldn't.
Right. They then point out that in a frozen image that they got from some point in the video, fuck, I don't know, Bruno Devil Lover Mars is making the horned hand gesture, which everyone knows is the most popular hand symbol, and not only the Illuminati, but also in Satanism. Oh, yeah, buddy.
So, Ronnie James Dio.
No, see, that's where you're wrong, though. Like, Dio and Osborne and Corrosion of Conformity and all those bands, you know, they're actually working for the Lord. but they know that they have to appeal to those.
Well, yeah,
because
Corrosion of Conformity's
souls.
Deliverance album cover was a speaker. Same thing. Yeah.
Bam. Open your third eye, Chuck.
Oh no, that's painful.
Oh my god. Oh boy. Next, they point to the line that says, "Mick Dragon want to retire, man." That's right. Dragon is an obvious reference to the motherfucking devil. Just read Revelation 12:9. Why else would they use the word dragon? Huh? It's not like it was just something that had to do with fire. No.
It's not like dragon fit the rhyming scheme better than firefighter or something else.
Oh, so you need more proof, huh? Think about this. The entire song is about partying, drinking, lust, and other sins. All of these things that the Illuminati are doing constantly, Chuck.
Ah. Rasputin's Illuminati.
Yeah, no shit. Hell yeah.
He started this shit. No, that was too recent. That was much too recent. Yeah. So he wouldn't have started
it. No, but he propagated
was in on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Chris? Have you ever noticed that most celebrities pose for photos with a monarch butterfly?
I have not.
Actually. Oh, you haven't? No. You haven't noticed that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, how about how they all use that same symbol in their videos or movies?
I haven't noticed that either, buddy.
It just so happens that this is an obvious sign of Illuminati mind control.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It is.
All right, I'm listening.
Yeah, these woke individuals, you know, the ones that have their third eye open.
I told you had to open that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've discovered that this alludes to Project MK Ultra.
Of course it does. I should have known we were going to come back to that. That was going to make a reemergence. You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. This shit is just a tool that they use to control the minds.
Oh, the omnipotent they.
They.
Oh,
the
gotcha.
They
okay.
With all capital letters.
Gotcha, buddy.
Yeah. That's just what they use to control the minds of military, celebrities, or even sex slaves with multiple personalities that can be triggered by a handler at any time.
Now, I hate this because, like, you know, the sex trafficking world, it exists and it's absolutely fucking horrible, and I think anybody who's involved needs to have their fucking eyelids ripped off. But, like, why put in the multiple personalities?
I don't know, man.
That's fucking horrible. Okay, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting your rant, and please continue, my brother.
If your girlfriend had multiple personalities,
every day would be a threesome.
Yeah.
Or a foursome. Or... And I would still fall asleep. So let's move on. That's all she's going to be hearing, buddy.
No.
Right. No. Oh, man.
So another thing that ties primarily into celebrities has to do with their eyes.
Okay.
Ever notice that these walking advertisements for the New World Order love to take pictures with one eye covered?
Maybe.
You'll notice it now.
I will.
Now that it's been brought up, you'll see it.
I'll start paying attention. Okay, is my third eye opening?
It's opening. It's
still sleepy?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of
it's drowsy.
Adjusting to the light.
Right, it's drowsy. Like, oh, what? Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to our passionate truth seekers, they do this in clear reference to Zechariah 11:17.
And what does Zechariah 11:17 say, buddy?
Zechariah 11:17 says, "Woe to the worthless shepherd who deserts his flock. May the sword strike his arm and his right eye."
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. "May his arm be completely withered."
Oh.
"And his right eye totally blind."
So they're going to have arms like the dude in Scary Movie. "This is my strong hand."
Yeah. You don't want to shake his hand. Right. You're like,
but how good that is. So it's just the eye. Why not the arm, too?
So they're going to
too many questions. Too many questions. My bad, buddy. Continue, please.
They can only give you one sign at a time.
Oh, true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yep.
"This is my Smithers arm." I mean, withered arm.
See, if your third eye was open, you'd see and notice this.
Oh,
shit.
Maybe it's there and my third eye's closed so I don't see it.
Yeah, the Illuminati are advertising their satanic connections.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just right there in front of everybody.
Yeah, they just blatantly do it.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
If that's not enough for you to finally realize that most, if not all, celebrities are giving us clues that they're part of this super secret organization hell-bent on ruling the world, fine. Tell me then, why do they all wear red or white or black clothes?
Because they're just clothes.
Oh, so you think that this is just clothes that they pay somebody to dress them up in, and it's just super stylish, and they pay a wardrobe professional to just dress them up this way?
Yeah, kind of.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I think, buddy.
No. Open your third eye, asshole.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I'm working on it.
All you sheep out there, open your eyes because it's right there, man.
Okay.
It is. Okay. Yeah, see, white is an overt representation of the purity that they came in with.
Okay.
Yeah, but red speaks to the blood oath or sacrifice that they committed in order to become a high-ranking member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And black is definitely representative that they fulfilled their ritualistic oaths. Okay. Yeah, see, it's right there.
Oh, my God, dude.
Red, white, and black.
Wow, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, while we're on the topic of celebrities, have you ever noticed anything strange about them, honey? Honey. Oh,
that's going to stay in, too.
I hate you.
Well, Snook and Boo, have you ever noticed anything weird?
About celebrities?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, celebrities.
Everything's weird about celebrities, buddy. Okay, well, take, for instance, Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem. Mm-hmm. Kind of funny, while at the peak of his fame, he just so happened to check himself into rehab.
Maybe because he needed it?
No, it couldn't possibly have been that he was tired of being a slave to some pretty heavy opiates. Now who's the sheep? Yeah. Obviously, what happened was that the Illuminati approached him, and then they wanted him to join the club, but being the badass that he is, you know, he declined. These fuckers, they just can't leave someone like him to his own devices after he knows the truth. Dun, dun, dun. Nah. So they locked him up in a super secret base somewhere and replaced him with a clone. The evidence is right there.
Or they reprogrammed him.
Oh, it's the clone. I think it's definitely clone. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I mean, look at the shape of his ears, you know, and his hairline. Nobody's ears give in to gravity over the course of more than a decade, and there's definitely no way that his hairline could possibly be receding like that.
Like mine.
Yeah, there's no way this hairline could possibly be receding naturally like us mere mortals. Obviously a clone.
But if it was a clone, wouldn't it just age at the same rate that he did?
No, it's a super secret alien
defective clone.
Yes. No. They age slower.
Oh.
Yeah. It's open your third eye, Chuck, and you would see. If. You know, this would make more sense. Now, Marshall isn't the only famous person that has been cloned either. The list is fucking endless, Chuck. Did you know? Yeah. Britney Spears.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Taylor Swift.
I assumed.
Mariah Carey.
Really? Not yeah. Mariah
yeah.
Carey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All I Want for Christmas. Obvious homage to her overlords.
Shit.
Yeah, that's all she wants for Christmas is world domination.
Well, damn.
I know, right? Yeah. Jay-Z, Beyonce, huh? What about Paul McCartney? Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Paul is dead.
Well, yeah. Well, not anymore. Yeah. You need some proof of this? Huh? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Just watch videos of live performances. Pay attention, and you'll see that every one of these have what's thought to be, you know, clone glitches. That's what it's called when these clones kind of glitch out, you know? And like, oh, yeah, they want us to believe that these celebrities are just going to lash out at the media or forget lyrics to their own songs. Like, come on, dude. Like, that shit ever happens, you know? Jeez, get out of here.
I'd never forget the lyrics to my own songs.
Yeah, me either, all the time. Never all the time.
Well, maybe you should write that shit down.
It's funny because I do, and then I'm still like, what was that? Yeah. I mean, no, I don't, because I'm not a clone, Chuck. Glitch. Okay, now we know that all this shit is happening, right? But you may be asking yourself, self, where do these bastards meet to keep this whole thing rolling?
Yeah, the weird candy studio basement.
No? Steak and Shake down in Bluff.
Okay.
That's not there anymore. Why do you think it's not there anymore?
Why are there still people going in the building?
Well, like everything else with this group, it's right in front of our faces. The Denver airport.
So obvious. Why didn't I think of that?
I know, right? I knew it was on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
You're like, I should say it, but it's too obvious, yeah, right?
It seemed too obvious.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was.
No, you need some proof, do you? How about the plaque that says it was built by an organization called the New World Airport Commission?
Not the NWAC.
Yeah, yeah. You ever heard of it?
No.
Yeah, of course you haven't. Because, if you dig a little deeper, it doesn't even exist. Like, if you check out the airport's website, it even says that this commission that supposedly like helped fund this doesn't exist.
So the website itself.
Yes.
It was.
It's right there, sheep. Open your fucking third eye.
Yeah. It's so obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like we have a whistleblower that I'm sure has been reprogrammed to fall in line by now. you know.
Oh, yeah.
But they just haven't gotten around to updating the website yet.
Well, they're going
to
come and reprogram us pretty soon.
Well, you know. Mm. I mean, maybe you. Yeah, I mean, I can't take
any more reprogramming.
Are you still sore from the last one?
Yeah.
How about the giant blue horse statue that's in front of the property? Huh? Why the red eyes, you may ask, huh?
Why is it blue?
Yeah. Well, it's called Big Blue Lucifer.
Oh.
I know, right? That's the nickname. It's not the actual name. That's just the nickname. Obviously, it's meant to represent the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
But it's only one horse.
Well, it's a representation, Chuck. That's why the eyes are red.
Oh, okay.
Need some more, huh? Yeah. How about the fact that the artist died 2 years before it was completed from a piece of the statue falling on him and severing an artery in his leg? Yeah, well, he must have refused to go along with the plan of world domination, huh? Yeah.
Once he realized what he was actually carving, they were like...
And then they had somebody else finish it for 2 years.
Yeah, a clone.
Yeah, a clone, duh. Everybody knows this. Oh, my gosh. You know, ever looked at the artwork, huh? There's this mural of a guy holding a machine gun with a bayonet on the end of it. And in one hand, that's what he has. And in the other hand, he has a machete. And he's standing over a group of people in cloaks with their heads lowered. Obvious overlord.
Wow.
Yeah, and the guy's wearing a gas mask, so you can't see his lizard face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
It's right fucking there, man. Right there. I mean, they're so smug that they're not even trying to hide it anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Well, is this stuff not enough for you?
I think that they're just getting to the point where the best way to hide it is to make it obvious.
Duh. Well, yeah, because nobody, you know, everybody's be like, oh, what a good joke. Oh. You know, but yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that still not enough for you?
You got some more?
Yeah. How about the fact that there are several stories below the airport, thousands and thousands of square feet that have nothing but, quote, offices in it? Yeah. Okay. They say it was supposed to be for baggage handling, but come the fuck on. It's obvious. They got to have plenty of room to hold those that disobey, like Eminem, and more than enough space to perform their rituals.
So they're keeping them down there to keep them quiet, and they have room for rituals.
Yes.
I bet the internet's there.
It's all, yeah. Yeah, the whole internet is run right there.
Fuck. Yeah,
by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder Google looks like 666s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, it's obvious.
Now your third eye's opening, buddy.
Yeah.
You're getting onto this.
I gotta like brush the sleepies out of it.
Yeah. Right?
While looking into this topic, I stumbled upon something interesting.
Oh, did you now? Yeah.
If you go to CIA.gov/library.
Dude, the CIA has a library?
Yeah.
No shit.
CIA library.
How about that? That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, you can find a 292-page book that tells all about the bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Oh, you're fucking kidding.
Nope, it's right there.
The smugness. Arr!
It's right there in the CIA library.
I just felt like an angry pirate. Yarr!
Yeah. According to author Fritz Springmeier.
Yeah.
And self-declared non-conspiracy theorist.
Oh, well yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's telling you he's not a conspiracy theorist as he's writing about a conspiracy.
Yes, but that's because it's the truth, not a conspiracy,
oh.
Chris.
My bad, buddy. Go ahead.
According to him, there are 13 different bloodlines that are at the top of the society.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in order to mock God's 12 tribes.
Oh, it's so he did 13.
Yes, 13.
I'm guessing you're going to explain that.
Satan himself blessed the original 12, with the 13th being the direct seed of the devil.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no. That's right. The motherfucking Antichrist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my anti-God. Something, I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. We could go into the history of these, but this dude, he just basically rambles on about how they created alchemy and assassination techniques and oriental magic, as well as Judas Iscariot's bloodline.
Like this fucker again, dude.
He's in everything now, it seems.
He's never going to leave us alone.
I see. Yeah. Which they were called the Tribe of Dan. Yep, Dan. That's absolutely
That's Judas
right.
Judas Iscariot's Dan. Bloodline is the Tribe of Dan.
The Tribe of Dan. So, anyway.
No, you don't get to gloss over the Tribe of Dan. Why Dan?
I don't know. Maybe because Judas's kid was named Dan.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, it makes perfect sense in my third eye. I need a third ear after
Well, you
some
might
of this
have theory. To get some third eye glasses.
Dude, has anybody ever come up with a third ear? Because this shit's sounding crazy.
They're going to find the third ear after hearing this episode.
Oh,
shit.
My God. I'm going to need it. All right, buddy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's all good. So, anyway, some of the more notable names that he mentions are the Carnegies, The Rothschilds.
Yeah, of course.
Astors.
Yeah.
Winthrops.
Oh, Winthrop.
The Rockefellers.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
The Vanderbilts.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one we've talked about, the Vanderbilts, we have before.
Sure
I'm telling you, man. Right. It's all connected.
It is a full fucking circle, brother.
The DuPonts.
Oh, I love their paint.
Yeah. Guggenheims.
Oh, I love their museums.
And the Whitney's.
Oh, I love his cotton gin.
Have you ever used the cotton gin?
I haven't, but I love it. It's so awesome.
At first, I was super intrigued by this book.
Okay.
Until I got to the part where he talks about Ted Bundy.
No.
Yeah. That Ted Bundy?
No, get the fuck
Ted
out
Bundy.
Of here.
What the fuck? The one that murdered at least 30 young women?
Okay.
Yeah.
I see why maybe he lost you at this point.
Yeah. Anyway, this fucking Yahoo says that Ted told his girlfriend, quote, "I don't have split personalities. I don't understand it. The force would just consume me."
Oh, my God.
Then he makes the super obvious connection between Ted and Star Wars.
Well, yeah, the force.
Claiming that the movie put the power behind Satanism into full public view.
Oh, my God.
So now they used the force because it's the force that...
And they were trying to open your third eye.
Yep.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
If that's not just too much for you...
Dude, that is way too much, dude. Let's move on.
Wait, it's God. Too much, but you want to continue?
No, yeah, to something else. Oh, my God.
All right, well,
man.
Then give me something.
All right, so since we're talking about some of the wealthiest, most powerful families in history, that leaves us with, in my opinion, the biggest question of them all. Are the real Illuminati reptilian overlords? I mean, that's it, buddy. That's the big question. That's it.
Are they?
Yeah, finally, dude, it's time to talk about the goddamn lizard people. Now, before we get all David Icke on your ass, let's talk about a few ways you could tell if someone you know is a fucking reptilian alien.
And before we get into those ways you can tell, let's differentiate between what lizard man is these reptilian overlords.
Yeah, we don't
want
to upset
are.
Our buddy. So right. Lizard man, he's an ancient species that he just wants to be left alone, man. Yeah. He just exists out there. Sometimes he likes to chew on bumpers.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, he's a good dude.
He's a good
man.
Guy.
Yeah, real good guy.
He's definitely not a reptilian lizard overlord. Illuminati.
No.
Overlord kind of guy.
See, he's not an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like Bigfoot. He's just an ancient guy, creature, dude that hangs out in the wilderness.
Super cool guy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right.
So let's move forward to the reptilian aliens.
Yes.
All right. Number one, watch their eyes, Chuck. Their disguises are pretty good, but if you look close enough at just the right time, you'll see the deep abyss with just a slit for a pupil.
What just happened with your eyes, Chris?
Why are you looking at my eyes? I mean, I don't even know how you can see my eyes when all I can look at it is why you're not wearing pants. Yeah. Oh, boy. Where's the sexy music button? No, that's not it. Oh, shit. So number two, check the skin for scales. Like, duh. This should go without saying, you know, duh.
Like this is rosacea, man. It's not scales.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you constantly use way too much lotion? Yeah. Fucking lizard person. Yeah. Alien. Yeah. Yeah, reptilian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess you mainly use the lotion in the bathroom, so that's different. Number three, watch for flickers. Now, everyone knows that these awesome disguises are just holograms, and if you look at just the right time, you'll see through it. You'll see it flicker in their real personage. Like, and we'll get into some of these,
their cloaking device glitches out.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Number four, they're soulless. Like, does your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend seem to have zero light in their holographic eyes? Do they lack remorse? Do they seem completely empty and devoid of any human touch? Telltale signs, my friend. They're obvious. And finally, number five, intuition. Chuck, you got to trust your gut. Now, weirdos out there, I want you guys to trust your gut.
Yeah, people, trust it.
Right. So now that we know what to look for, let's dig into some of these less than human motherfuckers. All right. And these are some of the alien reptilian overlords.
All right. I'm ready to get into it. I hope you fuckers out there have plenty of tinfoil.
Oh, okay? We're making hats?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have tinfoil bodysuits, man.
Like windows, everything, the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no meth involved.
Nope.
I gotcha.
So we're going to start with George H.W. Bush.
Ah, the senior. Gotcha. Yeah.
In a debate with Bill Clinton, the camera pans to George, who mostly looks bored.
Okay.
But that's just the beginning.
Okay.
30 seconds into the video, senior's eyes do something a little strange.
What do they do, Chuck?
With his lids open, It appears that the hologram glitches and you can plainly see his true reptilian eyes.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it, buddy.
Yeah. Not to worry, though. Clinton, along with 41 other U.S. presidents, are or were lizard people.
Of course they were.
Yeah. Oh, and let's not forget Hillary Clinton.
Oh, duh. Pizzagate. Yeah. Which we're not even going to fucking pretend to give any credibility to. That's poor shit. All right, go ahead, buddy.
All right. There are several videos of her forgetting to keep her disguise intact.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Former President Barack Obama had a bodyguard that was caught on video.
Oh, shit.
Accidentally shape-shifting in full view of the public.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I kind of saw this video, and yeah. I don't know.
We it watched it together.
It looks weird as shit.
It is very strange, but I mean, it's a dark kind of amphitheater, and the recording, honestly, is just not very good.
Yeah, especially at the part where they're saying it glitches out. It's like he's way off in the distance.
Yeah, and then they super zoom in the image, you know, not the camera when he was filming it. This is like after the fact, you know. Now they're zooming it in, and it's all pixelated to hell. So, I mean, it is weird, though. I mean, you weirdos, check it out there. Well, like, we watched this one together, and that was just like, hey, it's odd, but I mean, I don't know that I buy it. You know?
But that was apparently him changing into a lizard right there in public.
Right.
Yep. Now, to all of our European listeners, don't get too smug.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Queen Mother herself, Reptilian Overlord.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Her and her family, up until Princess Diana, all Satan-worshipping, child-eating alien hybrids.
Of course they are.
All the way up until Princess Di, because she's a treasure.
Well, and that's probably why she died, though, is because she was going to like turn on him and shit.
Yep.
I did read, actually, a lot about, like, some friend of hers came out, like, years later and was, she told me how, they were constantly, like, drinking baby's blood, and they were doing this and all these sacrifices and all these rituals. And I'm like, oh, man, how convenient you come out after,
she's
7 years after she dies or whatever, you know, like.
Oh. She's not gone. She's in the basement of the Denver Airport.
That wasn't built until like decades after. Okay. Hey, as long as we have that established, buddy, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They built the whole thing around her cell.
Right. That's what it was designed for.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on top of these super important people, there are so many more. Mark Zuckerberg, alien fucking lizard.
Oh, obviously. Yep.
Steve Jobs, definitely a fucking lizard.
So he didn't really die. He just went back to the home planet or something?
Yeah, he went home.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, that's so terrible, dude.
I mean, the lizard Illumini.
Ooh.
The lizard.
Dude, I think they're like mind controlling you right now.
They are. They don't want me to finish this episode. Shit.
That's what's been going on the whole time.
I know. They fucking with my brain. That's why all these screw ups are going to stay in.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what's up. I love it.
So the lizard Illuminati aren't just in our world governments or positions of control either.
Right. Don't be a fucking sheep.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. Nope. Ever heard of Madonna?
No.
No.
Of course I have.
Okay. Thought so. She's one.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Okay. Is she a lizard overlord? Alien? What?
Google it. She is definitely a shape-shifting reptilian.
Oh, a shape-shifting reptilian. Okay. So now the holographs are out.
So she can shift.
Holograms are out. Now it's shape-shifting.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're
moving. She can actually change the form of her body.
Right. Instead of just having a hologram cover.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're moving forward. Yep. Advancing. Okay. Gotcha.
Her, along with Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, James Brown, and Elvis Presley.
Not the king! I'll tell you what. Oh, I'm not an alien.
The proof?
That's probably the worst fucking Elvis ever. That was pretty terrible, brother.
Oh, my God. The proof was out there, but those bastards have pulled it down.
So,
you can't find it anymore because they got to hide everything.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely easy considering they're in charge of every fucking thing in the world.
The internet is under the Denver Airport.
So they're in charge of everything.
Right.
That's why they got Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg everybody. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so, Zuckerberg was one before Facebook. That's why he created Facebook.
Yeah, he was one from the beginning.
Oh, my God. What was it that guy said back in the 1700s? Like, dominate without force or some bullshit?
Yeah, without force. I don't remember the exact words, and we just talked about it.
Yeah, but it was something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. I'm telling you. some other famous people that are positively reptilians.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm ready.
Dick Cheney.
Of course.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Not Don.
Yeah. Oh. Miley Cyrus. Well,
yeah.
That's obvious.
Yeah, no shit.
There's like, no hiding that one.
Duh.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Again, yes. Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Oprah Winfrey.
Not Oprah! No, you son of a bitch. You take it back. You take it back right now.
I can't. It's there. It's true. You know who else? Elon Musk.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah. That one doesn't hurt.
And this one, I hope it's not true, but William Shatner.
No. I can't believe it.
I know.
To be true, it has to be a lie. Chuck.
It's apparently it's true. And so that makes his after space speech seem a lot more sensible.
True. Have you read that speech or heard it?
Yeah. He talks about how there's like, oh, all the nothing but darkness out there and the blue glow and appeal, you know, allure of the earth and all this bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he wants to rule. Oh, no, Billy.
Not good old Shat.
Come on, Billy. Come home to me, Billy.
Say it. It's so, Billy. We can't have you out there in the space. No, Billy. Oh, Captain, say it's not so. Tell me you're giving it all you got.
I don't know. That was a good one.
That was better than Elvis. Fuck. Well, I do know there are plenty of people that have spoken out about my overlord. I mean the lizard Illuminati, buddy. Yeah, that's what I meant. You know that, right?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I should have been wearing aluminum foil every episode.
No, just keep your pants off. The New England Skeptical Society for Illuminati, and that is the name of this group. They wrote, quote, "In the paranoid mind, the Illuminati succeeded in their goals and have now infiltrated every government and every aspect of society. They are the demon in the closet."
Okay.
Right. It's to me, it was interesting that, you know, this, quote, skeptical society would say that basically, like, hey, they're right there. Like, that's not real skeptical.
That's not skeptical at all.
I think you need to send them some toilet paper.
Yes, they got to get better words. Hey, let me get that address and I'll send them a few rolls right over.
I'll email it to you, buddy. Cool. Now, a man that was called an Illuminati kingpin, David Rockefeller, he wrote in his memoirs, quote, "Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it." They don't even hide it. I mean, he just said yes.
Okay, he said it.
I mean, he just didn't use the words lizard or Illuminati or anything like that. But... He said it.
Yeah. Oh I think they've already gotten to me because I'm always like, forget borders, forget barriers. Why not be just
happy,
human, Earth,
loving,
citizens peaceful. Of the planet Earth, not right. Americans or British people or
right.
Mexicans or
right.
South Chinese Americans or why Korean. Can't we just right. be fucking citizens of Earth?
Agreed.
So maybe they already got to me.
I mean, I wasn't going to tell you, but that probing... Well,
yes.
All right, let's move on. Okay, so on top of everything that we've gone over today, there's still more. Like these, you know, things are constantly working to create and maintain the upper class's hold on the world. In 1921, they founded and funded the Council on Foreign Relations. This group was fundamentally responsible for the creation of the United Nations, and it's run by hand-picked puppets from areas of finance, academia, media, intelligence, government, military, and other prominent think tanks. And like, I'm like, I think you guys named it all. I don't think we need to put other prominent think tanks.
I think you pretty much nailed covered it. Everything. Yeah.
Like, and the Spinach Collection Club.
and the writers of the Farmer's Almanac.
Hey, that's legit. You stop it. And the Feather Against the Brick Weighing Commission. Now, another thing that they're responsible for is the goddamn Bilderberg Group. And I know you've heard of this, right?
Bilderberg? Like Bilderbear. Oh, my God.
No, it's a legit group, the Bilderbergs, right? And they control the worldwide energy supply, thereby controlling us mere humans.
Okay.
Yeah, like all, you know, the world's energy basically is run through the Bilderbergs. It's crazy, dude. I don't think that I found a single organization that they don't control. Like restaurants, malls,
Chipotle,
grocery stores,
not Chipotle.
Churches, everything, dude. Yeah. They run it all. They own everything.
Well, damn.
I know, right? So now going on, I'm sure that you figured out that the reptilians don't survive on like normal nutrition as us humans do, right? No, buddy.
Oh, they don't just eat food and...
No, they need something called adrenochrome. Have you heard of that?
I know what that is.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, now you're starting to... Hey, you need some lotion up there.
That wasn't me licking my eye.
Now, adrenochrome is when the adrenaline is mixed with a particular enzyme which causes it to oxidize. Bam! Food for the overlords.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, this ignorant nonsense has been taken to heights that are absolutely fucking mind-blowing, buddy. I honestly don't even want to give this any more time than is absolutely necessary, so we're just going to get right to the science of it, okay? Because, like, this is where, like, all that fucking insane nonsense comes in, right?
All right. I thought it was already insane nonsense.
Oh, yeah, but this is, like, the fucking over-the-top, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would your mind even fucking go to this place? Stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like anything harming children, you know, we agree on this.
Yeah.
Like it's just fucking ridiculous. So now adrenochrome actually is real. So let's just get that out there, right? It really is real. And it is made just like the conspiracies claim it is.
Yeah.
The problem is that it's just like any other drug. It's made in labs under very, very strict controlled conditions. Okay. It's not like you're going to make this in the trunk of your car, you know, like a meth lab. It's not like that at all. It's used as an emergency coagulant. You know, if someone comes in from some kind of wound and, you know, let's say that they suffer from hemophilia like our little buddy Alexa, this shit could literally save a life. That's what it's used for. And basically the start of the bullshit about it, it all came from a book called The Doors of Perception by author Aldous Huxley.
So I like where the Doors got their name. The Doors of Perception. I remember hearing that that's where they got their name.
Are you done?
Okay.
No, that was a good one, buddy. Good one. I really had to just leave you hanging there.
I know. Like, those crickets are
just... See the embarrassment just rise in your face.
Well, you noticed that I'm not a lizard person or lizard overlord because I wasn't like trying to eat the crickets.
Oh, you were, though. You got them in a little tank right there on the desk.
Flicking out my lizard tongue.
Yeah. See, there it was. You guys missed it. You guys didn't see that, but I did. Yeah, or did I? Maybe it was a hologram, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Aldous Huxley, he was actually a fairly well-known author, you know, especially like the 60s and stuff. I looked up his books, you know, and I can't remember what they were, but in that book, Doors of Perception, he wrote about how certain test subjects in clinical trials, and these did take place, but these trials were extremely small and very, very, very limited. Like, we're talking handfuls of people, and that's it. Whereas, like, most trial runs on any kind of a medication or drug or anything, we're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions and millions of people. That's your test group, you know? And then you get your odds, and like, hey, you know, 2% lose a leg or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty extreme, but...
If you or your loved ones have lost a leg, dude...
Right. Right, but that's exactly what it is, you know? So, in these very small trials, there were... Just a few people that experienced thought disorders and derealization. All right. So basically they just kind of like got stuck in a trip, an acid trip.
Right.
You know, where they could no longer like distinguish reality from fantasy, you know?
Yeah, because I think the first place I ever heard of that adrenochrome was Hunter S. Thompson's
Fear and Loathing.
Yep, yeah,
absolutely. And that shit launched it into the spotlight. And then as the conspiracies grew, it was like, that's right there. He was trying to tell us. And it's like, have you ever like really paid attention or like seen an interview with Hunter S. Thompson or really paid attention? I love the guy's work, but maybe not the most reliable source.
I saw him blasting shots out of his revolver at his neighbor.
Right,
dude,
yeah.
Just out in the...
Right. Just going
like,
fucking
like Yosemite
shit.
Sam style. I'm like, holy shit. Oh,
wabbit season. Right. So anyway, so Huxley, you know, after he was pressed on the topic, he admitted that he had never spoken to anyone that was ever a part of any trials and that he himself had never seen, much less tried, adrenochrome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And from that point forward, it's just kind of become that main sticking point for accusing one group or another of running child sex trafficking rings in order to get their hands on endless supplies of this shit. And fuck those people. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
so they're like farming it.
That's what they're saying, you know? But the thing is if you take this drug out of a very, very controlled, like, you know, it's like once it oxidizes, if it has too much humidity, not enough or anything like that, it just fucking, it just goes to mud. It's just done. It's not usable.
Worthless.
Yeah. Completely useless. Right. You know, and it's fucking insane, man. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? So what do you got next for us, brother?
The Illuminati, man. Okay. Just to help you weirdos stay safe out there, I found a list of things to know about our master. I mean, those bastards.
Yeah, those. Yeah, you mean those bastards, yeah, of course.
Those bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the website unboundedwisdom.com. Yeah. There are a shitload of these, so we're just going to hit some of the best ones.
Okay.
Now, the Illuminati loves controlling our lives and owning the world, right?
Duh. Mm-hmm. I thought that was common knowledge, buddy.
They want us to focus on material possessions so that we never discover our true spiritual power.
Yep, that's a big old check mark.
Check on that one. Okay, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, all right. So there's two in a row, right? Uh-huh.
They orchestrated World Wars 1 and 2.
I knew it!
Or something like that.
You're right.
They kind of.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe.
So wait a minute. But if they're farming us and trying to rule us, why kill us in mass?
It's just fun for them. It's kind of like playing Risk.
Playing Risk. I knew it. Hell yeah, dude. I knew it. We had to make that connection. We had to.
Mm-hmm. How about they easily control us because we dwell in egoic consciousness?
Dude, all these fucking idiots, they love to just make up words. Like, dude, that is not a word.
There's I don't know.
Egoic.
Yeah, egoic.
Dude, how's your egoic today, buddy? Crispy.
Damp. Yeah. Damp but crispy.
It's like a chip.
It's like a chip dipped in milk.
Oh my god. That's disgusting. Like a sour cream and onion chip. Yum yum.
Oh okay. My god. The Illuminati murders members that expose its secrets and intentions.
Right. So we're supposed to believe that all of those people that are going around saying that they were members are lying? Yeah, nice try, Illuminati. That makes you Illuminati, Chuck.
Again, I have seen that movie.
Well, those are good tips, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Good looking out for us, you know? So now that we have all of this information, how in the fuck do these assholes brainwash us, and how in the hell can we stop them?
That's a great question, Chris.
Thanks, Chuck.
How?
Oh, I didn't know you were actually going to ask me. I was just positing it, you know. So. Now, the main way that they'll infect us is by launching proboscis. Oh, my God. What kind of fucking word is this, you know? P-R-O-B-O-S-C-I-S. Proboscis? Proboscis? Anyway, they launch these fucking things into the eyes of their victims. And by the way, Weird Candy Lizard Illuminati proboscis blocking goggles are coming soon to the socials. So
yeah, we're bringing those out. They're going to be right on the store shelves next to Chuck's brand Time Grease and Weird Candy Demon Repellent Spray.
Yep. So we got you guys covered. Yep. So let's say that you see all of the telltale signs that we talked about earlier, and you are definitely in the presence of one of these, and they haven't tried to turn you yet. So what do you do? What do you do, Chuck?
I don't know. What do you do?
First of all, you remain calm.
Okay.
It's like a fire. Remain calm.
Okay.
You can't have it suspecting that you noticed anything out of the ordinary. You know what I mean?
You keep that to yourself.
Right. You got to just play it cool.
Play it cool.
You got to play it off legit.
I didn't.
You got to be like MC Hammer. Too legit. That's right. Ask your parents. Oh, man. Now, second, don't talk too much. Listen and agree if possible. All right. So that's what you got to do. Now, they're not big on like just small talk. Right. Now, if for some crazy reason they're like yakking like a teenage school kid, do that. The previous steps, just stick to it. You
okay.
know, yep. Act like act nothing's calm. Crazy.
Just act normal.
Everything's good. You're cool here.
Just go. Mm-hmm.
Smile and nod.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Just, yeah. Gotcha.
You know, I got to say, I'm surprised that up to this point, you know, we haven't talked about the sharks friggin' laser beams. Anyway, sorry, it just dawned on me. Now, once you do get away from them, it's time to take a long fucking look at those people in your life, all right? Like, why else would these fuckers be chatting you up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it your sister, your mom, your dad, aunt, uncle? Is it your boss? Is it the guy that sells you liquor at the store?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And that guy does look weird.
I'm telling you. And they're like, hey, that guy. Go talk to him. And you're like, no, this is how I always act. You know? Like, who knows, right?
Right, man. The Illuminati's everywhere, people.
I'm telling you, brother. It's fucking insanity, man.
One out of every five people.
And 9 out of 10 dentists. You know, that 10th dentist, lizard Illuminati.
Yep.
So finally, if all else fails, do absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay.
That's right,
just
buddy.
Just sit there and twiddle your thumbs.
Right. Well, they know who you are.
Your phone.
They know where you live. They fucking know everything, right? And if they haven't turned you yet, it's best just play dumb.
That's why I'm like this.
And I think a lot of people that we've talked about throughout this episode, they're not playing. Oh, my God. Oh, holy fucking chocolate pineapple balls, buddy.
Oh, those are delicious.
Oh, what a fucking trip, man.
It has been a major trip, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, my third and fourth ear are open right now. I'm not a lizard. Or am I? Now, usually this is where I go into some kind of like spiel about how that or they or, you know, this is explainable by this or that's explainable by that. Or, but this is one of those rare occasions where, dude, I got nothing.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
What the fuck? Why?
Chris is literally speechless for the first time ever.
It's fucking insane. Oh, now for some reason, which I can't possibly think of a good one, you believe that alien lizards are pulling the strings? I mean, I don't know, maybe talk to someone, you know?
Seek professional
Seek help, you know? Like, I believe that the richest humans are absolutely behind the scenes and pulling the strings. They have their hands in everything. I believe that.
The richest people. Absolutely.
Money is the Illuminati.
Yes.
Money is the real lizard, alien, reptilian overlords. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's money, dude. But the key word to this is, like, humans. I watched so many fucking hours of videos and read so many fucking pages of wackadoodleness that... You know what, dude? Just fuck it. If the ship's going down, I'm just going to have fun on the ride.
All right,
man.
Let's go for the ride. We're good.
I'm done.
Going down with the ship.
That's it.
All right. Sayonara, folks. Right. Weird See Candy signing off.
Signing off. And remember, as we go down, remember, and all the widely possibilities, all of that time or another, peaceably, candy. Yeah.